You're listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
I wouldn't let my wife find somebody else. You know, we had our, when we were young, we had our disagreements or fights, as you would call it.
Yeah.
And she'd get all emotional, I'd stay calm, and she's going to run out and get a lawyer. So I stood by the door, locked the door, and we stayed there for 3 days. I said, you go get your lawyer when you're calm, not when you're in this state. When she calmed down, she thought better of it, but I had let her go out of the door, my life would have been different, right?
Yeah.
See, so I have strength, but I'm not, it's not mean strength. I said, okay, you know, this is my house. And when I would come home, so because I didn't love her the way she expected me to love her, I'm not a person who cares whether people love me or not. I'm not going to become dependent on her, gooing all over me. I'm not a romantic. See, I'm never going to be a romantic. Romanticism is a form of mental illness.
That's interesting you say that, because that's one of the things that gets me, is I'm not romantic.
Yeah, wonderful. Don't try to become romantic. You're a whole person. You're becoming whole. You can't be used. You can't be manipulated. You love her in the way that a woman should be loved. She should be corrected from that notion. Because women, how can I say this? If you become dependent and you buy her flowers and you do all kinds of nice things to get her approval, you empower contempt in a woman while becoming addicted to her sexual services. Men become addicted to a sense of worth from their sex, and women become addicted to contempt. They actually find fulfillment through contempt. You find fulfillment through sex. You don't want that. It's wham bam, thank you, man, and there shouldn't be any more than that. All right? Now, we have a gentleman who called yesterday, Paul, from Sebastopol, and his dog just died, and he can't get over it. And I told him it's just a dog. But he's a sweet soul. I can see he's a well-meaning person, but he's got to get over this idea that the dog is something more than a dog. And I didn't mean to be rough with you yesterday, Paul. Are you there?
Yep.
You keep wanting to insist that this dog is more than a dog, and it's not.
No, it's the framework you're putting it in. When you use the expression "it's only a dog,"
yes,
you're diminishing the essence.
Oh, but I don't mean to. I don't mean to. But I have to diminish it somehow. How do I do that? How do I say it's not a god?
Well, see,
without diminishing it.
You have a problem there with me, okay?
But you've elevated it. You've elevated the dog to a role that God did not intend.
I'll go along with that, okay? And
yes,
when you refer to the dog as a shaggy god, there was truth in that, okay?
Yes.
I don't have any problem with that. Yes. What I have the problem with is that to frame anything as just as is to diminish it.
My apologies.
Yeah.
My apologies, Paul, but the point is, you know, I have a vocabulary, and it stretches only so far. And I just want to emphasize the point that I made. You have elevated that dog to a shaggy god,
yes,
which is a great sin.
Perhaps.
You shall worship no other gods before me. You cannot make a dog into a god, a snake into a god, or something like that. This is what you've done, and this is where your pain is. You're grounded. Your soul is in danger of converting that poor dog into a god. That god, you know, that god died from your misuse.
How so?
Well, you know, dogs don't normally die. Animals don't die of human diseases.
Okay.
They live a long time. I mean, I have a parrot. I had a parakeet that lived 15, 20 years. It died not from my fault, because someone left it out one time. It was a mistake. But parrots live 100 years and they hardly ever get sick.
Well, being around us and our foods and our air.
That's right, being around you, but also this dog is not living in a natural environment. That dog should be outside keeping the burglars at bay. And that makes a good dog that protects you, and you feed it. And the dog, you know, you're the environment of the dog. You're the support of the dog, not the other way around.
Well, look, Red, let's get something straight here, Roy. I treated this dog. I gave her everything that I think an animal should have, which is total freedom, okay? I live on a 40-acre ranch. She had complete freedom. When I went to the city, she was free and off-leash. She lived her life according to her terms as much as
possible. Yeah, but the bad part about it is the bad part is that it became your God. It became your comfort. It became your comfort. It became your friend. And I didn't say you couldn't be friendly and you couldn't give it a pat and a cuddle and appreciate its wagging tail and play with it. But it's the relationship. You could have a wrong relationship with your wife and you can give her freedom to do what the hell she wants, but you shouldn't. It's the relationship. It's how you used it. That's all I want to say, Paul. It's only a dog.
You're listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, don't get me wrong. I like dogs. I love animals. Little chickens and I also eat them. I don't worship them. If you have a chicken and you give it a name and call it Charlie and it becomes a pet, then you can't eat it because it assumes a human quality. I understand all that. It's like eating a person. You can't make a dog a person. And relationship is the secret. You can have right relationships with people, put them on pedestals and make them into gods. And when they die, you want to jump in the grave with them. You can't live without them. You weren't really alive with them either. All right. So that's how I used up my commercial time. Look, get the CD and learn to disabuse yourself of all these strange ideas. Do you understand what I said to the fellow who had too much affection for his dog and couldn't live without the dog? It died. It just couldn't get over it. It's because it isn't the dog. It's the wrong relationship with it. You could have a great relationship with a dog. Look, a lot of people don't get married. Why? Because they see the husbands of mothers and fathers killing each other, fighting. So they think marriage is bad. So they shack up. Does that cure the problem? They still have the same relationship with one they're shacking up with. You can't escape it. It's a relationship. Wrong one to begin with. You run from wrong relationship to another wrong relationship. You run from wrong relationships with people to a right relationship with a dog? No. The dog makes you feel. It never sees your faults. Doesn't betray you. It wags its tail. It doesn't hurt you like people. Oh, how you love this innocent dog. The dog's not innocent. It's not guilty. It's not moral or it's immoral. It's just a dog. It's a machine. A magnificent machine that God created to be a companion to men. Whatever reason. Like you made cows and sheep and God knows what. For the use of men and women, of course. When I say men, I mean the human race. But you can't have a wrong relationship with your sheep. Now, some people do, I know. Pardon me. But you can have a wrong relationship with your wife. And so therefore, just getting back to the example of, bad marriage, meaning if you think all marriages is bad, so therefore you shack up and therefore you think you can correct it, like no marriage, shacking up. No, the answer to a bad marriage is a good marriage. The answer to a wrong relationship with people is a right one. Now, can you have a right relationship with a bad person? Of course you can. You learn to hold up light. You hold up an example of what they should be, and they cannot destroy that example. You keep holding it up until they're ashamed and or run like hell and find somebody else to bully. So that retains the right relationship with God. See, there's a relationship with man and there's a relationship with God. And if you have a good relationship with your Creator, You cannot have a bad one with people. But if you have a bad one with people, and you keep on having bad ones with people, you keep getting upset, and they keep hurting you, and you keep taking it, or then you turn around and hurt other people. But if you're like this person who's been victimized and bullied all his life, it's because he's been bullied out of his relationship with his creator. He hasn't got a relationship with the creator. Because that's the defense. That's what you hold up to those who abuse you. You don't turn around and smoke dope and have a relationship with drugs and drug pushers and all the people who do the same thing and to comfort you. Birds of a feather flock together. You don't turn around and live your life alone with a dog or a cat, because they look at you and they love you and they won't betray you, and you feel secure to them, and they're the sweet, loving, innocent creatures. They're neither innocent or guilty. If a cat gets run over, it's not the same as a little child getting run over. Would you not say that? Don't you see? It's the wrong relationship with... In other words, you've replaced the relationship with people with your cat and your dog. You've replaced... In other words, you have to have a good relationship with something, so you make the dog the good. But God is the good. You should have the relationship. Then, if that was the case, if you had a good relationship with your creator, you'd be immune to the harm that other people would do you. They couldn't pierce your skin, spiritual skin. They can cut you and bruise you and do that sort of thing. And they can lie and cheat and betray, but they cannot get your soul. We all have to have a good relationship with something, and to make us feel good. And once you establish whatever it is that makes you feel good, it could be anything, a dog, a cat, whatever it is that comforts you, you give it a saucer of milk and it meows and it loves you. See, you appreciate its love. But then you become grounded in that love. You become fixated to it. You become dependent on it. And when the dog dies and when the cat dies, something like, well, you dies. Something in you dies. If you're too involved with your wife and she dies, you've made her a god. Or you make your husband a god. The grieving is unbearable. It's the same principle. You can't make anything more than it is, not even humans. You can't have people on a pedestal. You can't ground your sense of worth in pleasing them and them pleasing you and making you happy. Ask me what happiness is. I will tell you, it's not having the power of not you making me unhappy. Not letting anybody make you unhappy, no matter how much they try. Not anyone to take your peace away, your freedom away. Taking you away from your relationship with your God. It's always a test. Everything that goes wrong in your life is a test. Little tests becoming bigger tests. It's always testing your relationship with your Creator. How well do you stand up? That's what purpose on this earth is all about. Whether you live a long life or a short one. All right. We're going to go to Ingrid. I hope I make my points, Ingrid.
Your points? I'm sorry, hello?
Yes, I hope I'm making some points while you're listening.
Oh yeah, well I was just reminded of this dream that I had about some penguins and some people with me in an airplane, and I pushed the penguin's head down, and the penguin said, "I realize that I am, and I must take responsibility for myself." Well, then the plane started going down and crashing, so we had to let go of the penguins, and I just felt really terrible for that poor penguin. It was so human-like.
You didn't feel terrible for the rest of the passengers.
But
now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm in this relationship with this man. He's a professional magician, and
well, I'm an amateur magician. I do magic tricks all the time for my kids.
Yeah, well, so am I. Like, I'm trying to be the first girl that works at Magic Masters in this city.
Yeah.
I applied the other day, but he's very egotistical. And he beats up on me and
Why do you put up with it? What is he holding out? What offer is he holding out? What hope is he holding out for you that you will put up with this garbage?
Well, hope.
Yeah, he's promising you. He promises you something. There seems to be like.
You're right.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are right. He promises me that he's gonna actually stick to his match. I mean, he's done it before, like actually done his job before, but he doesn't. He doesn't stick.
I don't understand. I don't understand what you said.
He's a professional magician, but he doesn't work. He chooses not to work.
He doesn't. So what is he offering you? To share his secrets with you?
No. I know a lot of magicians in the city. I can, you know.
No, but what hope does he hold out? That you should stay with him, that he doesn't even work.
Well, he says that he's gonna work. That he's gonna work, and he's.
No, I know, but you're not answering my question. I'll tire of asking it in a minute. What does he promise you? That you should stay with him and take the abuse.
That he's gonna stop doing that, and every time I leave.
Stop doing what?
Hitting me and
no, 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 just is that the only hope he's holding out? He's gonna stop hitting you, and you're gonna stay there, please. You're gonna stay there because he promises to stop hitting you, and then he doesn't. So you're gonna stay there because he promises to stop hitting you. It's like insanity.
He's very persistent, and
but you are also you're also nuts.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? As if I didn't know.
Okay. Do you know?
Is he the best sex you ever had with him, or something?
Well, yeah.
Well. See?
But that's not the whole point, though. That's
yes, it is. It is the point. Pardon the expression.
Well, that he would sure feel good about that one right there.
No, but this is the whole point. He's got you. He's worshiping you. So he gives you the best thrill, the most excitement, the most attention and excitement and most attention that moment you ever got. He appears to giving himself his all to you. And you're getting high on that. You feel at that moment you got the most love you ever had in your life. And that's not love at all. He's a beast.
But it's not just sex, though.
It's more than that. It's your incipient compliance. You're addicted. You're addicted to hating him. You hate him, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you feel like, you know, that you haven't loved him enough.
You're so right.
Am I right? I know that. I know it's... He's a magician, all right.
Uh-huh. Because I did really hate him when I first met him. I hated him.
I know, but now, if you heard the opening of my program, I said, those who corrupt you and violate you, you have an affinity and affection for. You develop an affection, usually a sensual or sexual affection. It's clinched, the deal. The slavery is clinched by the sexual abuse. And the violence, you got two abuses. He's abusing you sexually, but you enjoy the abuse. Because when you're abused by him sexually, you feel abused. Secretly, you enjoy it, but you actually feel abused. You know he's a beast and he's abusing. And secretly, you resent it. But you need the resentment so you can feel superior to him through judgment. But when you feel superior to him through judgment, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you feel like you're not loving him enough. When you're loving him enough, you let him abuse you. When he's abusing you, you think he's loving you. But he's really abusing you. So then you resent it. And when you resent it, you feel guilty. And it goes round and round and again. Welcome to those people who are enslaved. It's a whole system of things. Walk away from this one, young lady.
Walk away from it.
You're a slave.
Really,
you are a slave. An unwitting slave.
I feel so attached to him, though.
I know. That's right. You're attached to him. You're attached to a dog. See, attachment isn't love. You've associated your addiction. See, because you have no life apart from him now, your wrong relationship with him has separated you from the eternal life of your Creator. It's all you've got. That's all you've got. Your whole life is revolving around this love-hate thing.
I was just telling him that yesterday. Like, he's like some sick puppy or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, he's a sick puppy, and so are you. You want my CD?
Yeah, sure.
I'll send it to you. Hold the line.
Okay.
Hold the line. Send the lady a CD, a cassette. Be still and know and help her get us out of this mess.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883. Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolf says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
How many of you out there have similar afflictions? Millions of you. And their soldiers are fighting for somebody else's freedom. And in the past, men gave and women gave their lives for your freedom. Look at you, do you? There's a lady that's slave to this dog of a man. All right, and she's attached, but she thinks the attachment is love. Bokaki. So you love your dog, push her too? You're attached, aren't you? It's called addiction. If you want to excuse it, if you don't want to admit you're wrong, if you don't want to see how wrong you are, you'll see it as love. Well, I'm devoted. I just can't help myself. I'm in love. Bokaki. You wake up. All right, we're going to go. Beth. In Columbia, is that Columbia? South, where's that?
South Carolina.
What can I do for you, Beth?
Well, I would like you to kind of, I guess, my thought this morning was I was just going to ask you to tell me everything you know about fear.
I can tell it to you in just a few words. You want a Bible quote? I'll explain
it. I know
it. Pardon?
I already know that one.
Which one?
Oh, how about perfect love casts out fear?
Right on the money. Now, what is perfect love? See, that's what you don't have. Because perfect love is courage, but you lose perfect love when you resent somebody. Resentment, well, see, you know what resentment is? You know it's a form of anger? And you know anger has two sides to it, run and fight? So when you corner a rat, if you corner it, it will do two, you give it a choice between two options. If you leave an opening, it will run. But if you close in on it and give it no option to escape, it will fight you. It will attack you. So when you are upset, when you have been intimidated, tested, and you're found wanting of your connection to your Creator, that's how you're tested. People intimidate you. They're bullies. Oh, yeah. They intimidate you. They get their strength. I was just talking to some people about that.
I know. Yeah. I heard that conversation, and I don't know if it's as simple as what you told
me. Oh, yes, it is. It's a lot of you get irritated, you get upset, annoyed, aggravated, peeved, you get your feelings hurt, et cetera, et cetera. Is that right? People disappoint you? Do you appoint people?
I can't. This is what I can tell you from what I heard you telling the other lady. And
okay, fire away.
I think I'm going. It's this thing about courage. It's all I've been thinking about the last several weeks is that you know, my whole problem is I don't have it. And that, you know, life, you know, I don't, I guess maybe I should.
But but you also feel fear. Now, is it just a question of just not having courage? Or is fear preventing courage? You're knowing that you do the right thing, but somehow you're terrified to do it because you don't want to be hurt, or you don't want
to... Say that again so I can try to get that clear.
In other words, everybody lacks courage. Either you get courage by overcoming fear. In other words, overcoming just a reluctance. Like if you want to be a matador, you have to go into the ring with a small bull at least, not a big one.
Okay, right? I've got that kind of fear.
So everybody has that kind of fear, and that fear everybody can overcome.
Well, that's
but what I... keeps you from, you know, stepping into the ring is an inordinate fear.
Okay,
something another kind of fear behind that one.
Yeah, I've got both of them.
Okay. Now the other kind of fear comes from resentment.
Oh boy, you know, you've told me every time I call I hear that, and I wish that I could.
But I'll tell you a little story, and I'll make it clear. This will illustrate it. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have an Olympic champion swimmer and diver. He's famous. And this may be a real story, but I'm making it up, actually. So, one day, he gets up on the diving board, like the 30-foot diving board, and he's looking down, and he's just about to dive, and suddenly he's possessed by a strange fear, reluctance. He's done this all his life. He's a champion. It's no big deal. He's jumped off that board God knows how many times. What caused the sudden reluctance to the sudden retreat from what has been conquered by courage in the past? If you look back into this man's life, he's had a fight with his wife. He's been fighting with his wife for a long time, arguing, really getting upset, running out of the house, maybe having a drink or two. Then he comes up the diving board one day, and suddenly everything starts going backwards. What he conquered is now afraid. In other words, the resentment has disconnected him from courage, from whatever his courage is. And it's connected to him, it's made him sensitive to environment, the very thing you have to conquer if you're going to have courage. See, you're going to what are you going to conquer? You're going to conquer something in your environment, right?
Okay.
And so your sensitivity to environment increases. That's why people have heart attacks. Because they get frustrated and angry, and they're ambitious, and they're type A personalities, but the resentment and the anger, resentments and hostilities and frustrations and disappointments, all secret, of course, unknown to them, anger being the driving force, is also sensitizing them to the environment like an animal. They're losing their humanity.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude. And I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So they start to react to the environment, and then they suddenly are overreacting to it because they get upset by the fact suddenly they're overreacting the environment. Suddenly this Olympic diver gets upset with himself because he can't jump off the diving board now. But that only makes it worse. Because every time you get upset, you're going to have more fear. Because upset produces two fears, run or fight. And one of those works against you. They both work against you. But the fear one, it undermines your courage one.
Well, most the natural courage. I run because I've run.
There you are.
So
there you are.
I've accepted how can I say it?
Well, that makes you a coward.
I never resolved it, so I just lived with it. But that, in other words, if you live like that, then you never know what it's like to have courage.
That's right. You suppress the anger. You suppress the running. But you suppress the running, but you still got, you have no courage. You may not run anywhere, but you are simply suppressing the fear, suppressing the anger, suppressing the fear, and being quiet when you should stand up.
I think so. I know that it happened, I mean, way back, because...
Sure.
I mean, it's everything in my life is...
You've been made to doubt yourself as a child.
...to this right now. I mean...
You've been made to doubt yourself as a child, haven't you?
I guess so. I don't know, because...
Well, how did your parents treat you?
I'll just tell you this one thing that happened, like, when I was in elementary school. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you think it's relevant, sure.
I think it is, because see, I'm playing softball now, and it's all coming back again. But I, played a lot of sports and stuff in elementary school, and we had these tryouts and things, and I made it into it was racing and, running.
Mm-hmm.
Once I made it to where I had to go to the finals at this Coliseum place, I decided I was too afraid to go, and I conjured up this thing that my stomach hurt. Well, anyway, I got out of going to the thing, and the point is, I have the same fears.
Ever since.
Yeah.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Well,
It goes back even further.
I guess.
See, because why would you have the fear to go to this final? Why? Because you're afraid you might fail.
Well, I don't know why, but I.
Well, whatever it was.
From using my abilities my entire life.
I know that, and so there's something even deeper than that. Now I'm going to send you a CD.
Well, I've got it.
Well, use it, and all I want. This is what I want you to do, please. I want you to do nothing more than what I'm asking you to do. Nothing more. Expect nothing more than this and do it. Now, all I want you to do, Beth, is you can hear all my nuances, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm implying here. That you're a Christian lady, I assume.
Well, I want to be.
That's good enough.
Okay.
Would you like me to help you to be all the way through?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, all I ask you to do is I'm going to send you the CD. And all I want you to do is to sit quietly and use it to separate you from your thinking. Meaning, the Bible tells you to be transformed. Be you therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind from within. Now, somehow that doesn't show up very much in on the pulpit. But if you learn to be sit still, you'll know that, what that means. And what it means to sit still isn't sitting cross-legged like a yogi person, you see. It is a very special kind of stillness experienced by the early Jewish Christian mystics. Follow? And it's available to everyone. It only takes you about 20 minutes in the morning.
I've got it, and I think it's working.
Yes, well, don't want you to expect too much from it. What will happen is that the very act of sitting quietly and getting above you at the prison of your thoughts, the virtual realm of your ego, thoughts, imagination, the very first of getting above that and being naked in the light produces something called repentance in religious parlance. Got it? And little tears will roll down your cheek, and you won't even know why you're crying. You won't feel any emotion because the soul doesn't have any emotions.
I seem to be doing that a lot.
There you go. That's good. And your fears will go away. You will learn, you will discover. All of a sudden, you discover that things don't bother you as much. And you're not upset about this person or that person. And sometimes you watch a little irritation rise, but it goes away. You don't indulge it. And then you will find you can apply your courage. It will still take the fact that you have to open the door and go into the lion's den.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
It will still take a little overcoming, but it's a fear that prevents you from overcoming the overcoming. See that? It's the resentment behind that that's make you super sensitive. That's destroying your resolve to do what you need to do. Got it?
I hear you. I still just can't see that resentment.
I know, but you will. If you get above, remember, you're too close to the forest for the trees. Resentment, most people think resentment is normal. Most people run their whole lives on it.
No, I'm with you. I think it's wrong. I just can't.
Are you going to tell me you never are resentful?
Oh, no.
All right. That's all I need to hear.
It's wrong to be.
I know, but you are resentful sometimes, right?
Well, see, every time.
No, don't. You don't see it. You don't see it right now, do you?
I can't see it very well, but I see that.
But you have been resentful.
I see that when I start to get angry.
That's the same thing.
I try to pull back so that it doesn't.
I know, but it's too late. When you're angry, it's too late.
So you're saying not ever even.
Not even. In other words, you have to learn to, instead of suppressing the anger, which other people trigger, You have to learn to stand above. You need to be in control of your body. So when somebody says, be angry, you says, no, you're not going to make me angry.
But what about when you say, watch it?
Well, that's what I mean by watching it. Did you know that if you just could learn to watch yourself, your feelings and your thoughts and your emotions, you cannot have a wrong thought. It won't last. You cannot have a wrong feeling. It won't last.
All right.
The very watching of it. That's why the Bible speaks of being be aware or watchful. It means being watchful of yourself, but at the same time you're able to watch others. And they you know what? They see you watching them and you frighten them. They think you understand what they're thinking.
I want to get to that point so bad.
People, when I'm around people, they think I know what they're thinking.
I know.
They think I'm afraid.
Every time I hear you say that, I really want to be like that, where I can just...
You are going to be that way. Just do as I ask you.
Have my eyes open, in other words.
You do as I tell you, because your inner eye is lost in thoughts and feelings and fears. It's murky.
Yeah, it is, even though I meditate so much.
No, you don't need to do it. 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening or in the afternoon, and then just quietly and just learn to watch, look for the irritations and watch for them, because you'll start to see them. Okay?
Okay.
Be good.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Now, this is what you should get in church, but you don't. You got the words, but not the music. I'm explaining the music. What's the use of the words if it doesn't bring you to the music, if you don't dance to it? All right. We're going to go to Bob in Wheeling, West Virginia. No, I never get a call from Wheeling, but I get a call from the station. It's reach everywhere but Wheeling.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say.
Well, I guess it's morning over here, wherever it is over there. I imagine it's afternoon over there, isn't it?
I am honored, sir, to talk to you.
Thank you.
I mean, I wanted to talk to you one time before me or you disappear off the earth.
Okay.
I just wanted to hear your voice and talk directly to you one time. It's deep calling the deep, I guess. I haven't found anybody on the face of this earth that is as deep as you are. And I'm not saying that to blow your head up. I just, there's very few out there that you can actually talk to.
Can I say there aren't any?
Yeah, and it's just like I live here, and I live around people around me really don't know much of anything.
They don't. They don't know much about anything. It's true, and it's frightening.
And I think why they don't call, you know, if they're listening, why they don't call is they just, I purely don't think they understand totally.
No, they're terrified.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
No, they do understand. You see, actually, they do. They're terrified.
They're terrified
because they haven't lived this life.
Yeah, like you
if
told
it's
that,
a thought they have.
You told that lady they think you're looking at them, or you can understand their thoughts.
Sure, sure. This whole town's terrified of me.
But I found you several years back, and I've hunted for, I'm right at 50, I've hunted for the Lord, and I've been in and out of churches and tried to be a good Christian and tried to do this that all my life.
Sure.
And I moved here to Wheeling from Ohio, and I think it's the reason I'm here is because I heard you. But the meditation, I mean, I've got some of your books and meditation tapes and everything, and it has absolutely revolutionized my life.
Right.
I mean, it's turned me around. I mean, everything I experience daily is so amazing.
You know, I have some writing on my wall in a frame. It says, if people think they can be ignorant and free, it is something that never will, cannot be. So you cannot be ignorant and free. You cannot live in denial and smoke dope and, you know, and just sing songs, go to church, sing songs. Not good enough.
The one thing you've done, I mean, a person shouldn't take credit. It should be God using you. God takes the, you don't want to steal his thunder. But the one thing he's done for me is I have been all my Christian life, and I'll bet you other Christians out there listening would know, I've been on a roller coaster ride. Spiritual 1 month, down the next.
Yep.
Spiritual 2 months, down the next.
Yep.
Up and down, up and down. This got me off the roller coaster ride. I couldn't figure out how to do it. I couldn't figure out why I was that way. And when I connected with this meditation, I am absolutely positive and solid as a rock and have been that way for quite a while now.
So in other words, you are the Christian you've always wanted to be.
I am fulfilled. I am whole. And it's amazing. And the meditation is even talked about in the Bible. I mean, what this does, what you teach and what this does, fulfills deeper meanings in the Bible that isn't written down. It goes way below on levels that you would never even start to comprehend.
True.
About, you know, human beings, how they act and why they act, how
and how to deal with your enemy.
How to deal with your enemy, how spirits use you.
And how to make enemies into friends, if it's possible.
And it's, if there's one thing that this has done for me, one thing, if I would say one of the greatest things is got me off the roller coaster.
Well, you never were, you know, when you're on, if you never were there when you thought you were.
Yeah, probably.
You see, otherwise you wouldn't have been, you couldn't have been knocked off.
Yeah.
Because you can't be knocked off now.
No,
it's too precious.
Absolutely.
It's too precious.
I can't be knocked off. I'm sitting on there like I'm on a rock.
That's the idea. Now you're a real. Now you're a Reagan.
Yeah.
Now you can. Now you can bring good to the world.
Yeah, and it's just like to hear you, even though it's late at night, And I wrote a letter one time to your office, but it's like hearing John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. It's in the darkness out there that comes through my little headset. I'm laying in bed and everybody else is asleep. And I turned you off the first time I heard you. I thought, who in the world is this guy? I heard you several years ago. I thought, man, he's coming forward so strong. I thought, who in the world is this guy? I mean, I just turned you off.
But you got one. You got 30 seconds to say whatever you want to say.
I rolled around, come right back to you.
Good.
And been there ever since.
Listen, Bob. I really appreciate you calling me. It's been a nice little exchange and a little breath of fresh air for me. Thank you. I'm always happy to know someone's doing as well as you are. God bless you. I appreciate your support. Thank you very much. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but if it's helping you, please help me to stay on the air to help you and other people. Thank you. Now we're going to go. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to beg like other people do. I have needs to stay on the air. That's all. And I love doing what I'm doing. I'm not a young man anymore. 76 years old. And I've just got so much time. Just want to use it. And I appreciate you helping me to do that. All right. Now we're going to go to David in Los Angeles. Your question is going to take more time than we have available. Yeah. Are you there, David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay.
But I left you for the last because even though it would take more time because a question like yours is tend to be scary to people, you know?
You're saying it would scare people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go ahead anyway.
I just feel like I've been possessed by something.
Well, most people are to some degree.
I mean, something that you know, wanted me to kill myself. And
yeah, well, that's very, very, very common.
Yeah.
You're not alone in that. You're not alone in that. Millions of people have that same, exactly the same thing.
And then it made me feel like I was a killer or something, that I was a murderer or something.
Yeah, it talks to you that way, exactly right. And millions of people have those exact same thoughts.
Is it a thought or is it an entity?
No, it's an entity that thinks through you.
But is it coming from...
It makes you think it is you. And that you should obey the impulse because it is only, it's you, it's your purpose.
That's what I finally figured out, I think, that it made me think that it was it.
Yeah, that's right, you're fused, you see. You've sinned a lot.
I have.
And if not openly, silently, quietly, lots of angers, resentments, unresolved hatreds building up inside. And you know what happens is when you have lots of angers and resentments and traumas and cruelties, you struggle with it and it gets worse. And it's almost like when... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But this was really bad. I mean, the anger and resentment that I have, if any, was... I mean, it was nil. I mean...
It's repressed. You can't see it. It's taking this form. It could turn you into a raging... But when it starts to talk to you as, you know, that you are an avenger or... and it talks to you about killing and things like that. I mean, sooner or later...
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.